Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, Happy in the Service of the King.
Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him I would fall. When I am sad, to him I go. No other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, he makes me glad. He's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me, my friend in trials sore. I go to him for blessings, and he gives them more and more. He sends the sunshine and the rain. He sends the harvest's golden grain. Sunshine and harvest of grain. He is my friend.
In the book of 1 Kings, chapter 10, we have the account again of the visit by the Queen of Sheba to Solomon's kingdom. And this is her observation. Happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighteth in thee, to set thee on the throne of Israel. Because the Lord loved Israel forever, therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice. Are you happy in the service of the King? Are you happy with God's calling for your life? The choice that God has made for you, the place that he has placed you to serve him, are you happy with that? I have certain portions of scripture that I am drawn to as I think of this matter of being happy in the service of the Lord, happy in the service of the King. I think of 2 Kings chapter 5. There is a young servant girl who is happy to serve the Lord. She could have said, I will not tell anyone of the hope that is there available for Naaman. And so she could have allowed leprosy to take its course with Naaman, but she didn't. And she had this desire that Naaman would be healed by the prophet Elijah. And the word does go out and he is healed. She is happy to tell of the power of a man of God. There's another servant in Solomon's kingdom found in 1 Kings chapter 11. And his name is Jeroboam. Jeroboam is one of Solomon's servants. Now, even though the scriptures do not tell us of the people hating the demands placed upon them by Solomon, obviously there is one who is envious of Solomon's prosperity from the hands of the Lord. And also the scriptures give to us the account of this man, Jeroboam. Solomon had sought out many wives and made temples for them, and a part of his punishment was that he would lose that he would retain just one tribe, and that's the tribe of Judah. Well, notice something about Jeroboam. He was a servant of King Solomon, the wisest king who'd ever lived, one who had been blessed beyond measure by the Lord, and no other king would attain unto such blessings. But Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, rose up against Solomon. And in verse 40 of this particular portion of Scripture, Solomon sought therefore to kill Jeroboam. Here is an unhappy servant. Here is a servant who is looking at the throne on which Solomon sat. And so the servant had to be driven into exile. There's also a servant of the Lord that we'd like to address, and that is David, who served God in his generation and fell asleep. David, a king, served the Lord. You know, it's very important for us to know that what we're doing is not just for today. If you think that the effects or the impact of your work will go nowhere, go no further than the day or this moment, then you're less likely to enjoy doing what you're doing. It was the Lord who had blessed Solomon, who had prospered Solomon. It was the Lord who had given Solomon peace. And now there's one who has risen to the scene named Jeroboam to take away that. When David was the servant of the king, he did what he did because God had called him. And we'll spend several more devotionals on David serving the Lord in his generation. But the matter that I want to finish up with the devotional today is that there are people who are not content in the service of the king. They're not content with their place in the kingdom of the king. They have a very high appraisal of self. They think that the king owes them more. And thus they are like Jeroboam, eyeing the throne of the king, wanting to take that throne, feeling that they would be better, could do better at what was being done and is being done. The Lord makes choices in our lives. He uses us, and we can come to the point that we have all that we have for our present needs, or we can say, I don't like the way the King, the Lord, is leading in my life. Now, we generally won't say it like that. I've heard some say, I deserve more than this. Oh, yeah? Well, who says so? Whose world are you living in? Did you make this world? Do you own it? What makes you think so highly of yourself? We ought to be happy in the service of the king, because the king has chosen us to serve him. That tells you something about the choices he makes, that he has you. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.